This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Floating around indie rock or pop punk, the duo of Danny and Desi Doll, the Miracle Dolls, are part of the lineup of artists found on the AUX, the music video service of First Nations Experience. A very recent premiere is the video for the song Shape the Clay, although it starts with something else, another group of people singing, for just a moment.
It's a native song.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. And our cousins, they're singers and dancers, and they just sung that beginning piece. We thought that would be really cool for the intro of the video. Actually, this is the first video that we have that integrates our culture. We just thought it appropriate because we play a lot of powwows and Native American schools and events. So we're just like, oh, this would be a great opportunity. And we love, you know, since we're kids, we've been going to powwows. And we've been seeing, like, jingle dress dancing and the butterfly dance, grass dance. It's beautiful. We just thought it's a great opportunity to show off the beauty of our culture.
I would have loved to have set this up where people could, for homework, watch this video before listening to this interview. Because the story of the video, it's a little bit open-ended. The video, it could point toward hope. There's different ways it could go. Can you describe the video? And I don't mean your personal interpretation, but what people are seeing when they're watching this video, how it starts. This is going to sound depressing for a second, folks, so just bear with us.
It's a healing. Okay, there's a kid that's going through something, and then he goes into the medicine wheel, and his family prays for him. And at the end, he's redeemed and healed and brought back to life and healthy.
I got the inside scoop from an internal confidant here at the station. She said that the video, on purpose, was left open to interpretation. She even ventured or speculated that, you know, it's not like we're giving spoiler alerts here or anything, but it's the child who's sick at the beginning, laying in somebody's house, and then he's picked up, taken out to your van, and then driven off to a ceremonial place, and then there's some of the beautiful dancing that we're seeing.
That's actually the jingle dance.
The jingle dance?
Okay. And that's a healing dance.
Okay.
It actually brings healing.
All the dancing is all medicine. It's just all good medicine.
And now I just want to believe that he was healed because that's what you said.
It is.
I want to believe it.
Yeah. The purpose and even the dancing is medicine. Okay. It's healing medicine.
Someone did point out that, hey, he went off to the afterlife now.
Either way, in the end, I think it's to me, personally, I see him as being completely healed and healthy, brought back to life. And brought back to life.
Nice.
That's my interpretation of it. We told Art, oh, we want some dancing. Our cousins are coming down from Gathering the Nations because they just finished dancing. And they have a day to spend with us, you know, to get this video. And he's like, okay, I have this idea from this other video, the movie. The thing is, too, with this music video, it hits so close to home that it's scary. Our little sister got in an accident 2 years ago, and it was exactly that. She was on her deathbed for about a year, and we'd be at the hospital every day. And at the end, she came through, and she's healthy, and she's moving around. She's taking care of herself. And these things, I'm thankful to the God energy. I'm thankful to God for this. It is very personal, Shape of Clay. And in the end, to me, that's why it's healing. The kid was healed. And to us, our sister, she was healed.
Danny and Desi Doll, the Miracle Dolls, are touring their most recent release, Kiss Me, Oris, and they'll be in Pomona August 7th with the Warped Tour. You can see Shape the Clay and other videos at fnx.org/theaux. That's AUX. More with Danny and Desi, and checking in with the gypsy punk band Kel Bordell. That's on the next KVC Arts, Wednesday night at 8 and Sunday evening at 6. I'm David Fleming.